Hello, time for generic introduction time. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame. Fast. I am actually in a pretty good, decent mood, relatively, because I fixed my PlayStation 2. My PlayStation 2 has had a disc read error, and I've basically been scouring multiple different ways in order to fix the damn thing. And then I actually did it. And I actually greased up like this little mechanism in order to, that basically does the loading, that slides the laser reader up and down. And I was able to fix the little plastic part, grease that up. And then now it actually, the ship runs smooth as hell. It's all cleaned out and everything like that. And I'm generally happy because I've been craving to play one of my favorite games of all time, Ace Combat 5. So I've been, you know, been having fun with that. But then tragedy struck. Different crazy shit has been coming out that's been dealing with my main man, Spider-Man. Now, aside from the movie, which I've already done an episode talking about in terms of me reacting to the trailer, which was a shit show because that movie's going to be fucking terrible. But I'm like, hey, lucky for me, I already know I got a free ticket. So I want to pay to see the shit, but I'm still going to see the shit. Oh, it's going to be terrible. It's going to take away years of my life. I already know it. But aside from that, which was just a clusterfuck of a trailer, but more so just really insulting considering the fact that they purposely edit out Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield from the trailer and the stuff that they shown in order to make it more exciting, which was stupid and idiotic. And then it also showcases that Doctor Strange is going to become a small little antagonistic part for Spider-Man in this movie. Really stupid shit, as well as them saying, like, you know, all of these people died while fighting Spider-Man when Electro's made out of pure electricity. So who knows if whether or not the nigga is still alive. The Lizard's still alive. The Goblin from Andrew Garfield's world is still alive. Toby is the only one who got two deaths, and his is just original Green Goblin and Doc Ock. Other than that, everyone's fine. Well, I guess Harry, he's dead, but Sandman's still alive. So fucked up on that one because, you know, niggas don't know shit, and the MCU has writers that basically don't really care about Spider-Man. They just write the same crap over and over and over again. But that's not the Spider-Man news that I wanted to get into. Because again, that is incredibly insulting to the fans. There's no point in not showcasing them. Hell, even for the final scene, showing all three just still would have been a hype moment of like, and then like you hear something that would have been just like a little joke or meme or something like that. That would have been even more hype for the next movie. The shit is coming out next month anyway. So this is, at this point, is really stupid. But I digress. Getting to what's actually really upsetting is actually two different things involving the fucking comic books. This is very, very weird. The first one I want to talk about is the Spider-Man Beyond, which is a new book that got released recently. And I saw like a quick little thing about the very first volume. And then after that, I'm going to talk about the Miles Morales book that they're about to make. And or the What If Miles Morales book that they're about to make, which is... That one is just unsettling. But the Spider-Man Beyond thing just made me immediately just go, what the fuck is this? So it starts off with regular Peter Parker doing regular Peter Parker Spider-Man shit, but then it instigates and basically has it to where this is set within a time for I don't know what in terms of picking up with the comics now, but it's trying to be a brand new Spider-Man thing. But instead of, you know, equating a new Spider-Man or Spider-Man with different abilities or something a little mix up into what he's got going on, something that's actually been doing that they've been doing previously, which has been keeping the Spider-Man comics going. Instead, they had Ben Reilly come back, you know, the clone. He came back and then essentially he has this suit that's just bigger, badder, and better. And essentially they get attacked by some nobodies in terms of villain registration, and then it causes Spider-Man to basically have like some fucking radiation poisoning or something like that, to where his spider sense is just going off like crazy for something inside of his body. And this basically puts him out of commission, to where Ben Reilly then just kind of takes over, and he, I assume, is the aforementioned Spider-Man Beyond, because he has a suit that basically is lead lined, so it protects him from radiation. He's got a whole bunch of gadgets and things like that, while Peter just has a regular suit and is going around with his powers. And then he's immediately put out of commission in the very beginning of the book. This is bullshit, because this is something that has been constantly done over and over and over again. In order to try and justify and build up a brand new character, you have to tear down other ones. You see this shit all the time when it comes to anything with Batman, but I hate it even more when it deals with Spider-Man, because guess who I love? So dealing with this and having this to where you want to implement or bring up a brand new Spider-Man, which is not anything new, it's not anything creative. There's a million and one different Spider-Man, spider peoples, really, that exist. Who gives a shit at this point? It's understandable. Like, we get it. They're all popular in their own right, because Spider-Man is just that big. Nigga carrying a whole squad. I love them. But herein lies the problem. The fact that they initially start off the brand new book with immediately making Peter Parker seem inept in terms of being a proper Spider-Man, and then you have Ben Reilly coming in with brand new gadgets, team, a corporation backing him and shit like that, doing all this hoop-a-joop, it just made it seem inadequate. And then it ended on a point where Ben Reilly basically was going to get revenge for what exactly happened to Peter, because he himself doesn't really know. And he was also criticized and mocked by, like, Mary Jane when he came to the hospital to try and figure out what was going on and everything. And they had, like, little slight jokes and whatnot, but still, it was just inherently stupid and dumb. This is a bad attempt at starting something new. To do something fresh, why not change the perspective? If you want to introduce Ben Reilly as a brand new Spider-Man doing something, why not put him in a different city or something like that? Have Ben Reilly protect and go after a whole new landscape rather than what Peter Parker is doing, and then have that being working in tandem. It could be its own separate story and it could be its own thing, but you do not need to knock away Peter Parker Spider-Man in order for Ben Reilly to sit there and be shining a bright light. It's never going to change the fact that Ben Reilly is Ben Reilly and Spider-Man is Peter Parker. And if you understand what I mean by when I said that, then you get it. But Ben Reilly is Ben Reilly. So putting on a new suit, dressing him up, and then calling him Spider-Man Beyond doesn't change the fact that he has a moniker of the Scarlet Spider. Doesn't change the fact that most people recognize and know him as the Scarlet Spider. Giving him a brand new moniker and title, well, moniker is a title, I'm kind of double with it, but giving him a brand new suit and a brand new title will not change exactly who he is or what he is or what he has accomplished or what he's done. This isn't a good start to a new book. This isn't a good idea at all. This is actually something incredibly stupid and dumb and honestly just really lazy. I get that so much shit has been done with everything, you know, really is there, but right now Spider-Man is really the only moneymaker that Marvel is getting out of their comics, which is sad, but that does not mean that it needs to go through basically scrutiny of just having the most ridiculous shit being done to it. Now, changing the stakes or putting in a different universe or something like that, where you're seeing Ben Reilly being Spider-Man and then he's taking over, like he's got a company and he's using his spider powers to become Spider-Man Beyond. Why not do that story? Why not do something in the implications of that? That seems like it will be fine. And then you can have little team ups between him and Peter, who basically needs help because you're in connection with another book that Peter got going on. I don't know. I don't care. But it should have been done better than this. Immediately starting off while you put Peter Parker out of commission in order for Ben Reilly to come around as a Spider-Man who basically comes out of the gate just telling him, I'm better than you. I got all this. How come you don't got that? What's wrong with you? I thought you were supposed to be this guy, but you're fucking up. That is a recipe for disaster, because I do not relate to what the fuck is going on. I do not care for what the fuck is going on, because I like Peter Parker. Ben Reilly's coming in here swinging his dick, acting kind of like a Tony Stark kind of copycat. And it ain't interesting, and it ain't fun, and honestly, it ain't Spider-Man. So, the Spider-Man Beyond thing, I'm staying away from. That's not anything that's interesting or whatnot. I just find it really, really fucking lazy. So, now to the Miles Morales. Miles Morales is a character that has been popularly and widely known because of the fact that he is Black Spider-Man, Miles Morales. But it has been critically stated before, and actually, I agree with this wholeheartedly because it is 100% true. Miles Morales is known as Miles Morales. He's not known as Spider-Man, even though every comic in existence that has him showcased as Spider-Man tries to promote and present him as such. Even in his movie, when he is supposed to be Spider-Man, you don't call him Spider-Man, you call him Miles Morales. It's like, you've proven yourself to be a Spider-Man, sure. But you're still Miles Morales. Hell, it's so bad in this concept that for Ghost Spider, who's Gwen Stacy, her Spider-Man alter ego, Her books are still called Spider-Gwen. That's not her name. That's not even her title. She's Spider-Man in her. She's called Ghost Spider, I guess, in her world or whatever. But you still only refer to her as Spider-Gwen because that's all that she is. She's just a knockoff version of the original, which is Peter Parker as Spider-Man. So with Miles Morales, you know, he is a famous rendition of Spider-Man. You cannot knock that. Like I said, Spider-Man is so goddamn popular, carrying a whole squad and the shit works. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. A lot of people do have problems and issues with this. And honestly, it's like, I understand. You kind of want your, you want your sweet separated from the bullshit. I get it. Like, you don't want those things to mix. But at the same time, understand the swagger. You know, Spider-Man is just that big that obviously copycats were going to ensue. So who better to do the copycats than the motherfuckers that own him in the first place? I'm being facetious, but it's a point I just want to make nonetheless. But essentially, like, I don't mind all of the copycats because to me, I feel that there's nothing that will take away from the originality and the individualism that comes from Peter Parker as Spider-Man. Nothing is more relatable. Nothing has made me fall in love with Spider-Man more. And even to this day, they still make stuff with Peter Parker. So I'm cool with the knockoffs and everything like that. I'm fine with it because it's all well within the spirit of Spider-Man. They've progressed his world to be this way at this point. So you kind of got to roll with the punches. But the thing is that they're not bad new renditions. So if anything, that's kind of a far more solidified reason as to why I'm okay with characters like Miles Morales or Ghost Spider or Silk. I actually love the idea of Silk, and I wish she would have stayed around like the main thing. You know, someone else getting bit by the spider, come on, man, that's genius. But what I'm getting at is the fact that, you know, it has been proven that even though they keep constantly doing this shit, and like I said, I don't mind it, it has been proven time and time again that it does nothing to take away from the original. Even, like I said, even to this day, people still refer to Miles Morales as Miles Morales. No one calls him Spider-Man. Hell, one of the dumbest things ever is like I think it's like a note from Brendan Michael Bendis, because he was like, he went to a store with his daughter and she picked up the Miles Morales Spider-Man mask and she put it on and she was like, look, daddy, I'm Spider-Man. And it made him want to cry. And then I read that and I was like, that's some bullshit. Because it's like, it doesn't matter. It's still a representation of Spider-Man, you know? But she didn't sit there and go like, look, daddy, I'm the black Spider-Man. I'm Miles Morales, the greatest Spider-Man that ever lived. Like, no, I'm Spider-Man. Doesn't matter what color the mask is. Spider-Man himself has had variations of mask and whatnot. It's just, the hero is the hero. But don't sit there and pretend that this knockoff is something that supersedes the original. It never has and it never will. They have proven that time and time again. The original Spider-Man Ultimate books that had Miles Morales weren't really anything to cry home about. And it wasn't until the Into the Spider-Verse movie where he became a main staple of a character within a lot of fandoms and whatnot. Same thing for fucking Spider-Gwen. Because let's face facts, the only reason that she's popular is because of her costume. Because it's a dope-ass costume. Yes, but that's the only reason she's popular. Same thing with Gwen Poole. Only fucking reason that they're popular. Side note, had an awkward run-in with a nigga at a gas station. I'm like heading to a gas station. A dude sees my shirt, I'm wearing a Deadpool shirt. And he's like, hey, man, do you read comics? And I was like, I mean, yeah, somewhat. And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, dude's hilarious. And I was like, yeah, I like Deadpool. And he's like, dude's hilarious. And he was like, you know about the female Deadpool? And then my brain immediately paused because then I was like, nigga, you open up a fucking floodgate, all right? Like, that could mean anything just because you said it. It was like, female Deadpool, do you mean Lady Deadpool? You know, like, yes, Lady Deadpool, I believe. The one with the blonde hair sticking out the back. Or Gwenpool. I was like, who is now the more popularized version because of her costume and everything like that? And then he was like, the one where, Gwen Stacy is now dead. I was like, yeah. Spider. I was like, Gwenpool. And like immediately, I was like, yeah, Gwenpool. I was like, I know about that. He's like, you read her comics? I was like, nah. I was like, I dabbled in it when it first started out, and her first wall breaks were funny, but that's all that there is to her character. And like, I didn't go into that with him, but I just, you know, that's my take on her character. And I was like, yeah, I like her costume for sure, but there's nothing to her character that hasn't already been done by Deadpool. There's nothing special about her character or anything like that. It's not. even her comics aren't like really funny or anything like that. It's just, it's whatever. So I was like, yeah, no. Nah. I know about her, but I don't read her comic books. He was like, yeah, man. He was like, and you know, the interesting thing is that she's Gwen Stacy from our, I was like, yeah, I know the history. I know her stuff. You have to be aware. I needed to pee. So I came into the gas station to take a piss. And this dude stopping me and talking about comic books. But then I was like, yeah, no, I know the history and everything. I was like, it's just, I'm not reading the comics. It's okay. But you know, it's whatever. Then he brought up and said something about Joker from Batman and everything. And I was like, actually, that's pretty interesting. That's a good, interesting point, really. Something about like how Joker actually knows that he's in a comic book. That's why he does what he does, because he's aware that he's not real. So nothing that he does actually matters. So that's why he's as crazy as he is. And I was like, ha, that's a funny little concept. And that's actually pretty deep, too. And it's pretty dope of a concept. But going back from that, initially, there will always be copies, you know. What is it, the line from Aladdin, always duplicated, but what is it, never copied, it's like never copied, never duplicated, duplicate, genie of the lamp, something like that. But essentially, like, it's the same thing. Like, nothing will ever take away from Peter Parker Spider-Man. As much as you keep trying to knock him down, these people will probably run out of money based off of all the other dumb shit they've done before they ruin the credibility of those characters entirely. I mean, the fucking Spider-Man movies that the MCU have done have been a great help at pissing on the legacy of Peter Parker. Mind you, yes, they have. A great deal of help. And you had the Ultimate Spider-Man animated series that came off of the heels of something as great as Spectacular Spider-Man, which did nothing but ruin the image of Spider-Man in his own fucking show. Made this dude seem second banana whenever other superheroes popped up. Fucking retarded. You know the nigga's stronger than Iron Man. I mean, Iron Man and Captain America, right? Like, well, Iron Man, not even a peak thing of strength, but he can break his suit. And Captain America ain't that fucking strong. And Spider-Man can beat him up. So, why make him in so much awe whenever he sees these people? Fucking retarded. But, so initially with the Miles Morales thing, it's like, yes, he has a huge fan base. He has popularity. People like his suit. People like what he represents. He's a pretty interesting and cool character. Thanks to the movie. And like, big thanks to that damn movie. The movie helped his character so goddamn much. You don't even know. But thanks to that movie, because that movie is great. But thanks to that movie. So what they decided to do, it's something that's really fucking terrible. And I'm sorry that it took me so long to even get to this point. But yes, it's something that's really terrible. They made a What If comic about Miles Morales. Now, if you don't know, the What If series is actually a comic series before it became that little TV show thing that they tried to do on Disney Plus, which was really fucking stupid, because it's a what if in regards to the MCU rather than a what if into the actual comic book characters, which would have, coulda, and shoulda shed a light on like other characters that people didn't know about that have access to Disney Plus that would have made them either want to go read comic books or look into these other characters or warrant or showcase a brand new show or an idea or a movie or something like that that could come up later on. Fucking idiots. But instead they just did What If of their own shit, which is already itself poorly written. So really dumb. What if the British bitch from Captain America, you know, the one who's super important, was she important? Not really. But what if she became Captain America? Huh. I don't really care about that. What if Doctor Strange decided to kill a whole bunch of people? What if Ant-Man decided to kill a whole bunch of people? I don't really give a fuck. Like, that's not interesting. It's stupid. But anyway, so it was already a comic book series that kind of has its own interesting ideas and things like that. One of the comic books is actually really interesting to me. It was a what if Uncle Ben survived and Aunt May died for Peter Parker. You know, what if that was to transpire? What would have happened to him? That's a really interesting concept, something to see, you know. So shit like that was actually good within the original comic of the What If series, but now it's gotten twisted and contorted into I don't know what. So they made a little animated series about it, and now they made a brand new comic that involves Miles Morales. The problem is that it's only about Miles Morales. Why is that a problem, you say? Well, it's aptly titled, What If Miles Morales? And the thing is that it's about him being all other superheroes in the Marvel Universe. That is stupid. So by doing this, like the ripple effect of this is staggering. And the fact that they didn't recognize this or understand it is just even more depressing when it comes to handling characters and what Marvel has been doing so far up until this point. But essentially, Miles Morales is a character that is known for being placated as another Spider-Man. That is his thing. That's what he's about. Same thing as like X-23 being another Wolverine, or Bucky or the Falcon being considered another Captain America now, going by now. Yes, like that is what he's known, that is what he's represented as. Same thing with like She-Hulk being in some type of relation to the Hulk. She's related to him somehow. How? You find that out by knowing about She-Hulk. Oh, that's his cousin. Okay, cool. But she's related to Hulk for some reason because her name is She-Hulk. So riddle me this. If you was to take the character that is She-Hulk and then make her Wolverine, what would that do? Not a goddamn thing. That'd be really fucking stupid, because you would ask yourself, the thing about her is that she's She-Hulk, is that she's a female version of Hulk. She's a character with her own personality, her own things. She's got her own shit going on, and it all stems from the fact that she was given the powers of Hulk, or her Hulk-ish powers that she has. So when you take that away from her, what she is and what she becomes is now gone, because she's something totally else entirely. Like, having the powers of Wolverine comes with all of the anguish that comes from being Wolverine, the animantium, the abuse, or the being raised up in a fucking bigamous society that looks down on your kind and your people, longing for like an out, or like a, you know, or acceptance by some people, but at the same time having deep-rooted trauma inside of you from years of being experimented on and tested and shit like that, as well as having all of his hypersenses and the little berserker mode that he goes into when he's like thrown into a frenzy. Those things are what make up Wolverine. And X-23 shares those similarities because bitch is his daughter, well, more aptly a clone. So she shares those similarities. So if you were to take that aspect of Wolverine away from her, then what do you have that is able to divulge it into something else or another superhero or another character? That doesn't make any sense. Now, you can do a story to where a character's powers are taken away from them and then see how they function and react like that. That's an okay story premise. It happens all the time, but it's still, if you haven't really done it before, it's still fresh to that character. Like, if this character hasn't went through that, it's still fresh to this character. So it's not something that's that overplayed or overused. Happens all the time. Batman waking up without his billions and then still finding out that he's actually in something that's trying to trick him into thinking that he's not Batman. That's something Batman has done before. Hell, there's a Batman in case that's made up in case his ass goes crazy that he put in his brain. So it's understandable when you do this to comic book characters, because it happens all the fucking time. They prove that they still are themselves despite the powers and whatnot. But this instead decided to go the opposite effect. Now, the opposite effect that this did was actually have it to where you see Miles be all of these other heroes, and then he still stays true to who he is as Miles Morales, which is fucking stupid. Stupid, just entirely stupid, because that's not what that character would do, period. There's never an inclination of being like, oh, if you gave them new powers, they would still be themselves. And it's like, not really at all. And then depending upon said powers or how you give them the powers will determine so much in terms of how that character is represented. But at the same time, you're taking away the only thing that makes this copycat character an individual, which is the fact that he is a Black Spider-Man. And by stripping him away from that, you're essentially making him this everyman copy character. Well, like, well, Miles could be Captain America, Miles could be Wolverine, Miles could be an X-Man, Miles could be other hero, Miles could be a Thor. Even though Thor isn't a title, that's the motherfucker's name. Miles could be that. Miles could do it all day long. Miles, 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 Miles. Miles tails per hour. That's his name. If you didn't know, from Sonic, Tails, his real name is Miles Tails Per Hour. genius man. But what this is doing is essentially kind of stripping the individual, the small individuality that you have with this character, completely out of the equation. So him being introduced and placated and having the same similarities that make him relatable as a new, as another Spider-Man are gone now, because you want him to try and recreate that relatability with other heroes whom, mind you, some are popular in their own right, but at the same time are not Spider-Man popular. I don't give a fuck how much the MCU has corrupted your stupid little brain, but listen to me. Spider-Man is Marvel's most popular character. He's not arguably the most popular character. He is their most popular character. No other Marvel character is in such the mainstream as much as Spider-Man. I guarantee you the new Spider-Man movie is going to pull in so much goddamn money, it's going to be disgusting. And in the wake of all the MCU movies basically barely breaking even, aside from the Eternals, which flopped, but like, yes, Shang-Chi, which barely broke even, and even still, it's still, like, that's not good. Hell, I don't even think it broke even. I think it barely made that, but it's still not good. Hey, I do not know. But still, Spider-Man has such a backing behind his name that even when a movie comes out that's considered bad in the long run, still makes a whole bunch of fucking money because it's related to Spider-Man. That's how that works. It's why WB keeps making Batman movies. It doesn't matter what the last one was, whether it did good or did bad. If you keep making a Batman movie because of how popular Batman is, people are going to go fucking watch it. They're going to argue and talk about it after the fact, but they're still going to go fucking watch it. That's how big he is. So the same rules apply to Spider-Man. So taking away essentially what made Miles his own thing was just the fact that he was the Black Spider-Man. That was it. Black Spider-Man. Yeah, Miles Morales. I know who you're talking about. I understand that. Oh, yeah. You know he's Captain America now? I don't care for Miles Morales. His relatability is now gone because he was relatable when he was Spider-Man. He had the burden of being Spider-Man, but he didn't want to be Spider-Man. Captain America does not have such a burden. Wolverine does not have such a burden. They have different problems that they have to deal with because they're different people. But they already have copycat people. People who took up the mantle after they left, or other motherfuckers who took up their namesake or whatever. They've already had that. So why do you need to implement Miles into that concept for whatever reason that popped into your goddamn head? Now, it's sickening because Miles isn't the only one that they're doing this to. They're doing this also with Spider-Gwen as well. She's getting her own book with her playing or being other heroes at the same time. Now, the point that they're trying to make is that, you know, it doesn't matter what hero they are, what powers they get, they're still the hero. But that's a bad point to make with this kind of example. This is a bad example of that being a good point. All this is doing is stripping away from the character. This is not adding on to people being like, yeah, this justifies the character. No, this is taking away from the character. Because now this character could be anybody. And that's fucking boring. If anything, he stands out and he shines as being a prominently good second fiddle Spider-Man. He basically does well. It's the same thing as if you was to take Bruce Wayne and you gave him Superman powers. What do you think is going to happen? Like, what do you think, like, what makes Batman Batman and what makes Superman Superman are not gone? Because now you're just swapping powers. And it's like, what does that mean? What does that do for this character? Because he's still Batman. I still recognize and know him as Batman, but what I'm looking at is I'm taking it as complete and utter bullshit. And the same thing is happening to Miles. So someone dumb got it in their head that this essentially is a good idea. This essentially was something that was like, ooh, yeah, you definitely need to do this to showcase that it doesn't matter who wears the mask as long as they're willing to be a hero. But that storyline only works when realistically you do something like strip away said powers from said hero. But giving them other people powers doesn't showcase that they will still be a hero regardless. No, it doesn't. It just shows that, okay, if you give them this person's power, then they'll act like this person. If you give them this person powers, they'll act like this person. Well, duh, anyone in this fucking situation would be that way. Because you're giving them the powers that make up the characteristics of another known fucking character. I'm pretty sure if Miles Morales becomes Captain America, he's going to want to fight for America because he's Captain America now, dumbass. So it's incredibly stupid and idiotic to have that concept because it completely just disregards that very notion that it's trying to convey. It is not making it clear that this character will still be a hero despite whatever hardships or whatever troubles come their way or whatever power set that they have. No, it's just showing that, well, this character is such a non-factor that we could put him in any costume for any character and they'll play out exactly the same. He'll be just as popular regardless. When it's like, it's not the character that made why he's popular. Miles Morales has been changed constantly within the comics. It's his relationship to Spider-Man. It's his relation to Spider-Man and his relatability when they're able to flesh him out in certain aspects within his little small comic book run. The nigga is new. He's a new fucking character, all right? He is generally new. You might have heard of him for some good years, but he's in the long scheme of comics, his ass is still fucking new. So realistically, having this new character and then immediately just shipping him out and seeing where he fits in and how he fit and like whether or not like it works, if you just put him in a whole bunch of different stuff and see if he fits in and if it works, then you go from there. It's just completely idiotic. This is doing nothing for his character. This isn't making him interesting, nor does it make me even want to read a what if story, because it's just going to be Miles Morales doing something that Captain America would have already been doing. Miles Morales doing something that Black Panther would have already been doing. It, like, you're just changing the name, but the character is still definitely going to be the same. And that's not interesting whatsoever. That's not emotional. That's not warranting any type of admiration or anything like that. Yeah, I'm slipping on that word, but yeah, admiration. It doesn't make me look up to the character of Miles Morales, nor does it single him out or make him a more of an individual person in relation to someone like Peter Parker, who is Spider-Man. No, it just makes Miles Morales more of an offshoot of a character, far more pushing him away from anyone to recognize and identify with his character or even fucking relate to the plights and the shit that he goes through, because all of that stems from his backing as Spider-Man. All of that comes from his backing as Spider-Man. His likability, his powers, what he's been doing with that stuff comes from his backing of being another Spider-Man. And so immediately it's just idiotic that you would take that away from him, especially when you're trying to make him a normal nameplate for Spider-Man himself. This isn't going to help that. This isn't going to work. This is going to be incredibly bad. This is a shit show of a concept to even attempt to do. So I can't help but feel that saddened by this. Like Gwen doing this as well. Same rules apply. It's just alienating them further from basically becoming a mainstream concept that people just immediately get behind. Like, oh yeah, I love me some Ghost Spider. Love me some Gwen Stacy Ghost Spider. You could do a whole bunch of shit with Gwen Stacy's Ghost Spider and I'll immediately like it because she's in it and she's in a character I can identify with. Nope. I've never read not one Spider-Gwen book, nor do I plan on reading any. And there's nothing that she does that's really interesting as hell. And hell, the first chance motherfuckers got, they immediately shipped her with Miles Morales because it was like, oh, cute couple. And it was like, hey, she's a copy, he's a copy. Aw, don't they just make a nice little swirl they got going on? And it was like, well, there goes any individualism from them. Hell, I hate the fact that in Spider-Gwen, Peter is the one who is killed as far as her story is concerned. I hate that. Because then it's like, well, miss on the aspect of the whole true love thing for what Peter got going on and essentially having him play the role of the guy that doesn't know about the powers and what's going on, her trying to hurry up and not miss out on dates. And then essentially you getting a male perspective of that being done on them rather than what has normally been happening to like females within with Peter Parker as Spider-Man, which would have been interesting, which would have been very interesting, you know. Him probably accusing her of like, you know, maybe there's someone else or maybe she's lost interest in him, but she's still trying to affirm him that she has feelings for him and whatnot. And then she just still has to go around being Spider-Gwen. Then eventually there's a big reveal that she is. And it's like, yeah, cool. You could do this with another guy character and whatnot. But again, I'm still someone that's a part of the notion and the team of Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy. I understand and I know that she had to die. She needed to die. She needed to die in order for Spider-Man to be someone that I love. True. But at the same time, I'm still on that team more than I am with Peter Parker and Mary Jane. That's just how I roll, damn it. And I found out about Gwen Stacy after I already knew about Mary Jane. because I grew up with Spider-Man the Animated Series. So Mary Jane was always the number one girl. And Gwen Stacy, I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Then upon finding out and learning about Gwen Stacy, fell in love with the bitch. And now it's gotten to a point where it's like, ah, I really would love if someone was to man up and just like, you know, get some cojones and make a fucking book where Gwen Stacy doesn't get killed. Like, what if Gwen Stacy didn't die? That then, like, you have to change Harry, you have to change Mary Jane, you have to change Peter, you have to change his feud or his problems with Green Goblin. Whole bunch of shit got to change because all of that shit stems from Gwen Stacy dying. I'm tripping. I'm going off tangent again, but it's just another interesting concept that I would love if someone was to actually try to have done. But I digress. I just feel, I know that essentially, and it's like, what's happening to Gwen and what's happening to Miles? It's just more to try and showcase that, no, look at these characters. These characters are here. We got these characters. They're just as good as Peter Parker. But what you're doing to them is showcasing that they're not just as good as Peter Parker. And I guess you have to ask yourself a question. What if you made this What If series starring Peter Parker? Do you seriously believe that it would be just as good or make just as much sense? The answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, is an emphatic no. And with that, I'm going to end it here. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. Make sure you check me out on Twitter. Also, go to Carpet on Amazon.com. A book me and my friends have made. If you want to see some good old funny, wholesome content, the shit is hilarious. Book for all ages. Definitely check that stuff out. Links are everywhere. So yeah, help me out and do those things. But as always, good people, I hope you had fun.